January 20th, 1904, Sugden, Indian Territory. My dear Mama, well, this is my last day to work at the store. I mean to draw a salary. I will still stay in here a few weeks longer, but will be my own boss once again. I can't help but feel good over it. Of course, I'll help them as much as I ever did, as long as I stay in here, but there is one thing. I won't have to unless I feel just like it. I'm going to send your mittens. I intended to several months ago, but I could never think of them. I didn't tell you Dobbs and McBride have been closed out, did I? They're all going to Beaver County right away, except Mrs. McBride. She said she isn't. Arthur and Iva are going the first week of April. Iva's been over this week. Her baby is getting real pretty. It has lovely eyes. Mr. Gragey sold out his interest in the lumber yard yesterday to Mr. Leaper, his boss. He says he's going to farming, right? Mr. Satterfield at Henrietta has failed. Mr. Booney will too, everyone says. One of the hardware houses and several other houses, their failing were on account of the bank failure. Val Suggs is here now. How is Juju? I feel uneasy. I haven't heard from you since Monday. You must write often. My neck is sore and swelled up on the same old side, but on the front side of the gland in the same place where Marie Newberry's neck was sore. I can't hardly turn my head or look up. If it don't get better, I'm going to have Dr. Dice give me some medicine. Well, goodbye. Love to all. I hope you all have the box. Lovingly, Lula.